What's up? It's Ryan from the... Wait, let's start over.
We're keeping it in.
I haven't done this in a while.
Keeping it in.
Fuck. What's going on? It's me, Ryan, host of... Okay, we're going to start that over again. You know,
we're keeping it all in. Starts.
You want me to feed you your lines?
Yeah, what is my line?
Okay.
What do I say at the beginning of this?
I'm host of the Funhouse Podcast.
Hi, how's it going? I'm Ryan, host of the Funhouse Podcast. Here I am with my co-host. Who are you?
Lindsay.
And here I am with a special guest. Who the hell are you?
Jacob.
Jacob Fullerton.
Thank you.
Anyway, what we're going to do today is two segments that you might not care about. The first is Bustin' for the Bachelorette.
We'll get them really excited.
Yeah. And then the second is the entire breakdown of the three Ween shows I've been to in the last 3 weeks. Okay, Jacob's
this
at the
really,
first one.
Yeah, we
this
are
a very
really
specific,
specific
niche podcast. So if you're not into Bachelorette or Ween, I would turn it off.
No,
no
listen
stay.
And
oh, actually
stay.
Torture
you,
yourself.
I'm sorry, I take that back. If you're not into Ween or Bachelorette, stick around.
You're
so
about
that,
to be.
So that we
We're
can get
make
you
it
into,
fun.
Yeah, it will be fun. No matter what, even if you're not into it, it will be fun. Fucking fun. Lindsay, Bustin' for Bachelorette, let's go. This is kind of your segment. Break down the last several weeks that we have missed here on the podcast.
Well, the cool first, intro. First I have a...
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Rick, yeah. Play the cool intro. God damn, it looks cool.
I just love that intro so much.
It's beautiful.
Look at that throbbing mm-hmm. heart.
Should have had the alpha so that way when it drops down.
Yeah,
we're yellow. Still there.
Anyways, yeah, I love that. It's a great little intro. I have a quick question before we get into it. Monday is the Men Tell All episode.
The what?
The Men Tell All.
The Men Tell All?
Yeah,
what
they
is
tell
that?
All. It's the show where they go on the stage and they all have to sit in a room with each other and talk to each other. And Charity meets some of the guys that she rejected and they talk about what happened.
Yeah. Is this similar to like in Survivor? There's like the reunion episode.
Kind of, yeah.
This
That's
is like
what
the
it
reunion.
Is. Yeah.
It's always the penultimate episode of the season.
It
and
is.
Penultimate means
it, they do
the last or
the second to last.
Okay, thank you.
So there's the Men Tell All, and then they'll do the finale, and then they'll do After the Final Rose, which usually just ends airs right after, like literally right after the episode,
yeah.
like the same night. So Men Tell All is on Monday. Will you guys, do you want to come over and watch Men Tell All? With wine?
Yeah.
With wine?
Yeah.
With
yes.
wine?
You don't
of
have
course.
To drink wine. I know
yes,
you don't say. Like wine.
That's supposed to be like rosé.
I will
I
be
like
there.
Yeah.
I,
so we're going to watch it. It's going to be great. But we can talk a little bit about, and again, we don't need to spend too much time
no,
on
we're gonna
it.
No, we're going to spend a lot of time. We need to milk this segment.
Well, because we haven't done one since the first one.
I
and
know. So we got plenty of material.
If people remember, we had a couple. We had picks. We had top picks. Mine is no longer there, but he was my favorite. That's why I picked him.
So, and yours was who?
John Henry?
Okay, I barely remember that person.
John.
Mine was Aaron
cool.
B.,
John.
Who made it to the Final Four. Okay, we'll talk about him in a second.
Who was mine?
Yours was Joey, wasn't it?
Was it Joey?
Yeah.
You have it in
yeah.
your phone. You wrote it down.
Oh, well, yeah. Also, we had a second pick that I totally forget.
There was like two, number two and number three, and
yeah.
I don't remember
well, really,
who they
okay,
were.
We
but
go on with our first
I should have picked Dotton.
Well, here's the thing. Okay, Jeez. Yeah, I would like, let's start off by, I'd like to apologize. To Dotton himself,
yes.
you know, the last several episodes, I've given Dotton a lot of shit
for no reason.
Well, you know, yeah. Here's the thing. I feel like this show, you know, I'm trying to get into this show, right? I never yeah. watched The Bachelorette. And to me, just from a non-viewer, to me, this show was always just this kind of like narcissistic, kind of shallow, just like you're just going on these quick dates with
yeah.
50 people. And it's like, so I was trying to get into that mindset
yeah.
of like, you know, I'm trying to be a catty bitch.
Yeah.
Okay. And be like, I don't like that guy because of this fucking petty reason. Or I don't like this guy for this
yeah.
petty reason. Fuck him. You know,
I
and I definitely passed over Dotton way too early. I was mm-hmm. just like, oh, he'll get, you know, X'd out. Did not give him a chance, you know, for us
you
to follow up. And now,
now
I'm in love.
Now you're in love.
And
with
now
him.
I'm in love with
his
Dotton.
His sweet mom
his
and
grandma.
His,
oh,
his good heart.
His family is so odd. I mean, honestly, the families is kind of a cheap thing because all families are fun when you're hanging out with them.
Some of the episodes.
Okay. Oh, yeah, maybe I'm wrong. All I know is
non-fun ones.
Yes. All I know is that it's like, oh, you know, like I like seeing them get along with all the families. But yeah you're right. Dotton's family was extra cool. And the mom was super funny too, and
yeah.
the grandma. So I feel bad for talking shit about Dotton. My pick, Aaron, total fucking weenie. I hate that guy.
Yeah,
like, I can't believe I picked him. He sucks. You know? And honestly, Xavier is kind of an idiot too. By the end of this last episode, the overnights, I'm just kind of hey, God. Xavier, what are you fucking doing?
What are you doing, Xavier?
Aired this week was like when the three guys are left and they all go on their romantic like one-on-one overnight dates.
Oh, yeah, overnight.
Which you have to be the last three to get to that point. And then the date has to go well enough and the conversation has to go well enough that then the bachelorette or bachelor invites the person to go, will you share this room with me? And some people go, oh, it's to get to know each other better. And some people go, oh, it's to take our relationship up to the next level. And some people, like, just want to fuck, but they go, oh, we're just going to have time away from the cameras. So, like, everybody says something different about what they're going to use the room for.
Very kosher.
That's what was so funny. That was so lame about Xavier. He was just like, look, I think we'd be into each other, but we got to get it going on in that room tonight or else it's not going to happen.
He says, what? He says, I want to see more.
I want to see more.
Like,
Jesus Christ.
So basically,
what a tactful way to.
The bachelorette was, like, trying to decide whether or not she should invite this guy. And literally, she was deciding that because he spent the whole date being like, I have doubts and I might not be able to present myself from cheating on you.
I might cheat on you.
Okay. And to his defense,
for his credit,
he's trying to be super transparent.
To
thy
own self be true.
Obviously I have doubts. Like, this whole thing's crazy. Of course you gotta have doubts. And like, but then at the end of the day, she's like, all right, you have doubts, and you said you might not be able to stop yourself from cheating on me. So
doubts. He's like, statistically, I might cheat on you.
There is a non-zero chance.
What the fuck? Yeah.
She's like, you have control of this. He's like, I know, but I know myself. It's not my fault.
So many chances. Yeah. He's like, it still might happen.
Yeah.
The way that you just described it is so funny because, like, I feel like that would be me talking to you about something else, like, not cheating, but, like, to be like, Ryan, you have control. You'd be like, I don't think I do. Like,
I know what it looks like I do.
In my heart, I do.
Yeah.
But in my mind, I don't.
It's chaos.
He just was relentless about, like, I might fuck this up. Which, yes, again, respect for honesty, but also, like, good for Charity for not being like, okay. Like, she stood by her, like, you know, her, what she said she was going to do and, like, not kind of let a boy fuck around. Like, she said afterwards, like, this isn't Be a Man training club.
Yeah.
It's like.
It's funny you say that, like, you know, she stuck to her guns because I agree with you. But at the same time, she did, like, she was crying and then she finally just stands up and she goes, come on. And I'm like, oh my God, is she going to just take him to the room?
I know.
After all of that, okay, let's go. You know, and then she's like, I'll take you to your car. I'm like, okay.
Oh my God, what a roller coaster.
I know.
I mean, I had no confusion about that because, like, I know the process. And he was the first date, but I know that, like, she has to be like, here's the card. Read the card. Do you accept? Which you saw in the later dates where she gives them the card and they read it. And it's a fucking key to, like, a hope chest. It's like, we use this key, and it's like, that doesn't go.
And it's from Jesse, too. So it's like, hey, it's me, Jesse.
Yeah, I know.
Now you can go fuck now. I'll be there.
Some PA's handwriting, though.
Yeah, I'll be watching.
Now, this is my first season. Are the other seasons, to me, it's very obvious what is about to play out in this finale, right? Is it not to you guys? I mean, isn't she totally going to take Dotton and then the other guy, she's going to be like, sorry, thanks, but no thanks?
So you never really know. There's every season where
really,
I
they're
go...
they're teasing me? They're misdirecting you right now?
They could be. Every season that I watch, I go, that guy, he's number one. And then sometimes I'm right. Sometimes I'm like, called it. Sometimes I'm like, what the fuck? Did not see that coming. So it's really... I don't know. And I see the connection between both of them. And, like, I see, I don't know, because sometimes they just play the clips of her saying that she loves this guy more. Or maybe right now they're trying to play up Joey more because she was literally like, I'm in love with him. I'm in love with you.
But she's in love with Dutton.
She's also in love with Joey.
I know, but what... At this point in this show, what does that word mean? You know, like, it's like,
it means it's complicated.
The last episode was so funny. Where it, like, it's like she's going on
the
four hometowns. Yeah. You know, and then she's like, I love you. You know, they have the whole thing. And then I love you.
Well, she's saying, I'm falling in love with
there's
you.
Like there's a process. There's like,
they
I think
always
I'm falling
say
in love
that.
With you. I'm falling in love with you. And then eventually,
I love you.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous when it's in the same episode. There's you're falling in love with four people at the same time.
It does seem, I mean, the whole premise of the show is entirely ridiculous.
Yes.
I do think, though, if I were ever to put myself in that situation and do that mentally, like, you have to let yourself completely go mentally, which is going to be a constant battle of being like, I'm an insane person.
Yeah, I'm crazy.
What am I doing? Mm-hmm. And also being like, oh my God, I'm actually smitten, or maybe I'm actually having a lot of feelings. So, like, I do believe them when they're going through some of that stuff. Some of it is definitely hammed up for the camera, but, like, I believe it.
Oh,
I don't know I don't believe that it always lasts, but I believe that they're feeling something.
It mostly doesn't.
Well, okay.
Yes, it doesn't.
It's like,
often.
I believe that they're feeling something. It's not nothing, but it's like, you know.
Well, like, when you're even just smitten with someone and you're like, ooh, this is nice. Like, you know, maybe, okay, well, I'm not in love with this person, but if you're in an environment where it's all romantic and people are telling you, you should be in love, you should just let go, you should just feel it. It can be very. It's manipulation, but it's very, like, persuasive and very much like, you're right. Well, I should just let go of everything and throw caution to the wind and say I'm in love, because what if it works out for me?
Yeah, basically the whole show is just fairy tale. Like, you just do all the coolest things in the coolest places.
Yeah.
They're in Fiji. How could you not be in love in Fiji?
How could you not be in love in Fiji?
You absolutely cannot be in love in Fiji.
That's impossible.
Very easy.
It can't be done.
I don't know. Maybe it's just knowing yourself, but, like, what? They've been together for 5 weeks or something total in this whole show?
Yeah, usually I think it's, like, right at this point, it's probably almost 2 months.
And then...
Oh, it's expedited.
Right, but they don't even have enough time, I feel like. You know, they only got to spend one night with these people here at the end. I mean, they've gotten, like, these curated, hour-long interactions with these people. I just don't believe... Man. Call me a cynic.
It sounds like you're upset that Brayden's not here.
Brayden isn't capable of love. Let's
get that. Yeah. A couple weeks ago,
he's
Brayden.
A moron.
Brayden,
I kind of miss him just because he was such chaos.
Yeah, he was
his earrings.
Yeah, his earrings.
Like, hey, you charity. like one
just,
of his earrings.
Just his like, whole presence basically just invited strife into the into the whole show.
I am excited for the men talking to men episode with him because they're going to give him so
he
much shit.
He looks like such a doofus, but I can't wait to watch that one.
We've never talked about it because it was a little while ago. It was between podcasts, but like he basically came in and just like ruined the show for a whole bunch of those guys. And
well,
it was awesome.
Yeah, like I, you know, this is a game show at the end of the day, right? Like
it's a competition.
It's a competition show, you know, because as much as I think Brayden's a tool and he's super annoying and I wouldn't like to hang out with him very much, like the idea that like when all the guys are complaining, you know, that like, oh, Brayden came in and just stole charity away from me and now that's taking away time from me.
Right.
It's like, yeah. This is a goddamn game show. It's like, from a strategery standpoint, Brayden's, you know, probably like, okay, good. The more I take her away, you know, hog her to myself, basically, then it's like it's taken away from all my competition.
Yeah. Well,
I guess it's like, but they take it very personally. You know, they're like, look, man, that wasn't fucking cool. You're not a fucking man. Like, fuck you for doing this.
So,
it's
counterpoint.
Like, I get both sides, I guess.
Counterpoint, Ryan, though, this is, I mentioned this in the when we first did this segment, is that there's these moments where a guy will be like, I'm going to take extra time. I'm going to take her here, there. I'm going to take her there because then I'm going to like get to know her better. But that does piss off the other guys.
And who cares? We probably gone over this already.
You know who cares?
The other guys?
The one who picks the winner.
They don't like that all the other guys hate
she'll
her?
Be
hate
like,
that guy?
She'll be like, why do they all dislike you? That you might be a shitty person.
Okay. So
you have to play.
It's a domino effect.
Nice. Yes, and like that's what kept happening with fucking Aaron kept being like, I don't like this guy, he's shady, and so that put those questions in her mind.
And is Aaron still there now? No, he's gone.
He made it way longer than I thought he would.
Yeah, but there's
technically he is still there.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, give me a break.
Technically, he's back.
Yeah.
And you know what happens is the producers go, we got to get Aaron because guess she's sending home Xavier, so we got to get Aaron on the plane.
Bombed it.
Yeah.
Dude. Get Aaron back in here, please.
Also, those overnights suck too for a different reason because a friend of mine who also watches the show texted me and said, oh, for the first time ever, they let cameras in the overnight suites, and it gets so freaky at the end of this episode. And she was totally lying to me just to fuck with me.
Oh, you just wanted to watch.
Definitely. And I was so disappointed at the end.
Yeah.
It's boring.
Just go watch porn.
I was gonna
make
say,
it up
you
in
can
your
watch
head.
Porn with
well,
fake penetration.
I know I could, but I don't know their backstories, and I haven't met their families.
You're not
and
invested.
Stuff. I'm not invested.
Yeah. You want to watch Dot? You want to watch Dot and get his cock out?
Yeah, I met his grandma. Personal now.
Oh my gosh, could you imagine? I mean, people could do productions for Pornhub and be like, it's Bachelorette, but with fucking.
Yeah.
They should do that.
Just do the whole show, but there is full penetration.
Full penetration at the overnights. That's what we need.
It's basically exactly the same, except for that part. Yeah. Like, you gotta watch like 10 hours of TV. And then you'll see sex.
Well, actually,
and it'll be the biggest payoff.
Maybe in this version, there's be overnights every episode.
No. It has to be only at the end.
Okay, you're right.
Like, you have to build that up.
Yeah.
And then when it's finally there, then Ryan gets to watch some of
the
sex.
Yeah, because then, like you said, you're attached. And
no,
you
the
go.
Three of us do together with Rosette at Lindsay's house.
Oh, my God.
This is a great pitch for a show.
I know. I would watch it.
Yeah, so we're here at the end of The Bachelorette. I can't believe, honestly, it feels like it was a short season. And I'm wondering if there's going to be Bachelor in Paradise, which is basically like, you know, Love Island.
Uh-huh.
It's like all the people who got rejected from the last season and this season. They pick out like fan favorites or drama queens or the bad boys. And like Brayden's going to be on the fucking Bachelor in Paradise. They're going to throw
probably.
Him on the beach. Yeah, Caleb. And then, you know, they basically have to just hang out, and then new people get added to the beach, and then they do ceremonies. And if you didn't get a rose from somebody else, then you have to go home. Yeah. It's like,
it's just like Fantasy Island. I love Fantasy Island.
It's way more chaotic
than
Fantasy Island
or Love Island, or what is Fantasy?
What am I
Island?
Talking about? Maybe Love Island.
Oh, Love Island. Yeah. So I think it's the same, but The Bachelor in Paradise actually came out before Love Island, and then Love Island started.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And they'll do more things to like fuck with everybody on the show. Like last Bachelor in Paradise, they let all the guys and girls like really get close to each other, and then they took all the women away and introduced new women.
What happened to those old women?
They went to the hotel for 4 days or something.
And just sat there.
And they had to be around all the guys
that
they've
been hanging out with. Got to know these new girls, and then they brought them all back.
And then they combined?
Yeah, and then they combined, so then they would like figure out basically like, you know,
do you like
the new girl that you made a connection with, or do you like the old girl that you were hanging out with? It's like,
it's
super,
really fucked
it's
up.
It's so fucked up. The show is so fucked up.
That's cool.
Jesse is there, though.
Just, you know, emotional torture.
He would always come into the hotel like, hey, girls, like, how's everybody doing? They're all like, fuck you, Jesse.
Yeah, they're like, Jesse, we want to go back to the beach.
We're so miserable, Jesse.
They're like, fuck
why don't
you
do
Jesse.
This to us?
So, yeah, there's, you know, two guys, technically three, because Aaron's back, but
we're basically
just down to Joey and Dotton. And
you got to pick Dotton. I mean, come on.
I mean,
right?
I think Dotton, too. Are you still Joey? Because you had Joey in the beginning.
Yeah, because he's a cutie. And he still is.
I like him. And I think he's just
he's fine.
Cool, smart, nice guy. But yeah, I get bored a little bit, and Dotton's cooler.
Dotton's more like...
Yeah.
Awake.
And she keeps saying like, oh wait, Don and I have no issues, but I should stop probably looking to see if there's issues. Like, it's like, yeah, if you guys are just meshing well, like, that's great.
Get married on TV then. Yes,
like
that's what I'm doing.
Stand up fella.
Yeah,
we won't know until we see the sex scene.
That's right. I know they deprived us of that. We don't know how generous he is in bed. He could be completely selfish.
Yeah. We need to answer the question. Does Dot need ass?
Does Dot need charities?
Did you have a question?
One thing I was going to ask.
Question?
My question was, not really a question, just more of an observation. You know, these episodes are fucking long.
They are.
They're long, yeah.
They're too long. You know, and it kind of made me a little nervous for Survivor season that's coming up because they're switching from an hour-long format to an hour-and-a-half-long format.
Really?
Oh, really?
And
oh my
part
God.
Of me is like, fuck yeah, more Survivor. And at the very least, they're going to put on the old intro theme song. They better fucking... Because I took away the intro theme song, though.
Yeah. I never heard it once. I never knew it. You did it all the time, but I never knew it.
And now they have an hour and a half, so they better fucking play that. And that's. But I'm also like, God damn, that's like too much TV for one night.
It's a lot.
That's
I would get behind every week, at least a week. It took me so long to catch back up till right now.
When is when is Survivor?
September 25th or something.
Oh, I meant to tell you. So I know a guy who lives at, like, in one of my buildings, and he works at a store, and a guy came in asking for, like, help with an item that he needed to buy. And he said, oh, why do you need to be able to use it anywhere? It's got great service. It was like a phone or something. He's like, yeah. He's like, what, are you going to Fiji to be work on the Survivor? And he's like, yeah. He's like, I'm the EP of casting or something. He said, just... And the guy who I knew was, like, also a big Survivor fan, which I did not know about him. But
most people hide.
He's auditioning, and I meant to tell you to be like, isn't that crazy?
Wait, so the EP of casting of Survivor lives in your building?
No, no, no. The guy who likes Survivor lives in my building, and the guy who he met was the guy he was helping in a store.
In a store.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Well, and he's like, oh, yeah, submit your audition and just send me, here's my email.
Really?
Crazy? Yeah.
If I send him mine, will he send it to that email?
I don't have the email.
Let's get that email. All right.
This is
the degrees of separation are very small.
I know.
It's only a couple.
Anyways, I just thought that was a crazy story because I was like, oh, God, my podcast co-host is a crazy Survivor fan. I go, God, I sound like such a tool when I go, my podcast, and I'm out in public in the real world. The podcast that I co-host.
I was just going to say, in a moment of weakness, I almost pulled the trigger. Adam Klein, one of my favorite Survivor, spoiler alert, winners, he posted on Instagram the other day. He's like, hey, he coaches people on their audition tapes for Survivor. All right. And I'm like, well, that sounds kind of stupid. Why would I do that? But then he was like, you know, three of my clients are on the next two seasons of Survivor. So, I mean, those are pretty good. That's pretty good data.
Wow.
And so I'm like, maybe I'll get a little Christmas present to myself. And man, it'll be an excuse just to hang out with
him. How much does he charge?
Well, yeah, I need to look into that because there's a very good chance when I see the numbers, I will say, fuck this. I have no idea. You know, but yeah. It's like
more expensive than his cameo.
I could do $200, you know, to hang out with Adam Klein.
It's like an acting class.
Yeah.
Sounds like more like you want to hang out.
I do just want to hang out with him.
That actually gets
it's more just like, you know,
tips.
There's no way that I can't. I don't know. I just have very little faith that someone can just tell you how to do an audition tape right, you know.
Seems to have worked for some people.
For three people, I know, but who knows.
Well, when does it come back on?
September 25th or something.
Oh, wow. So it's coming on soon.
Very soon. We're getting close.
Are there two seasons a year?
Yeah. Every year there's two seasons.
Oh, my God.
One in the spring, one in the fall.
So there's, I think that might be the same date as... let me figure out when Bachelor in Paradise is coming on, because there's basically...
We're going to have a double?
That's
double feature.
3 hours of TV every week to watch. And if you get behind, it becomes like 6 hours the next week.
It's a tidal wave.
It says fall of 2023, but then there's no dates, which I'm confused about when it's coming on. Because I hope that it's coming on, because it's my fucking favorite bullshit to watch.
Yeah, it'll be great when it comes out.
It's Survivor or Bachelor in Paradise?
Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, okay.
Survivor 2, now that I've watched a season.
I love that I've just...
they should just do a crossover. Just have them both.
Survivor
the same
and
show.
Yeah.
Put them on the same island.
Love Survivor? I love that idea. It's like Survivor, but you got to fall in love.
Speaking of surviving, Sean survived on this show way too long.
Is Sean the pretty
the
hair?
Floppish hair, yeah.
The Florida guy.
Honestly, yeah. I'm like, that's a producer plant.
Yeah, I'm like, this guy is he's a episode one gimmick. He shouldn't be four episodes deep.
Well, it's funny because he was the most, like, into the minutia of the show. It was like, you know, like every Survivor season, they always have, like, one huge Survivor nerd.
Yeah.
Who just, like, knows every character and nuance of the show. And that was that guy. He's just like, you know, four seasons ago, they did a little, you know.
A friend of mine, she was telling me that his dad is, like, some corrupt Florida politician or something.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, that's very interesting. Like, I need to look more into that. How much of his father is in the son, too? The sins of the father. Oh, he's gone now, so it doesn't matter.
Wait, what? I'm sorry, I didn't follow all that.
What? Which part? How far do I need to go back?
The part about the father.
I mean, it is, I guess like his dad's some like corrupt Florida politician.
Oh, Sean's
or something.
Is?
Sean's is,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Now I'm following you.
So next week is Men Tell All. The week after that is the finale. Then there's mostly a break. But on Friday, September 1st, is The Golden Bachelor.
Oh, my God.
And then
God.
Mid to late September starts Bachelor in Paradise.
I have to choose... No, between so Golden Bachelor and Starfield on the same day?
Yes.
Oh, you're going to
yes,
play it on
is.
The
it's
first?
A Sophie's choice.
Well, you can like pay like $30 and play it like 5 days early.
Are you going to do that?
Yeah, because I get it on Game Pass. And then you can just pay the $30. And get
you, have
it
a, you have a wedding to save for. Fuck. I'm got, making him feel got, guilty.
And Armored Core comes out on Tara's birthday.
We got to play those games at the wedding.
So
oh, my
yeah,
God.
In September, looks like we've got Survivor, Bachelor in Paradise, and The Golden Bachelor. So
now,
that's a lot of reality
TV.
Lot. And I think yeah. we should end the Funhouse podcast and start the Reality Bites podcast.
Because yeah. yeah, this is getting out of hand.
It's all
yeah.
it's what this has become.
So if you want to follow us and do
it was not the plan, but,
our reality show podcast.
I've been on more podcasts about reality TV than any other thing I've been
honestly,
interested in.
Honestly, it's like, here's why we do it. Okay, obviously
why
we watch,
do we do it?
We watch these interested. Shit shows because yeah. they're entertaining. Entertaining, but then I just like the experience of talking about it afterwards.
Is,
even though
fun.
I didn't watch The Survivor, I liked listening and like I had a lot of questions about it. And like, come on, I'm gonna fucking watch it.
Yeah,
I'm gonna watch it.
It's I'll funny. Oh, sorry,
so
no, you
good. It's fun to talk about it.
Yeah. I agree. It is fun to talk about.
We were laughing so much.
And like literally somehow I don't know how, but like you know when I go see a movie, I love talking about movies, obviously.
Sure.
But it's like there's some movies that. There's not much to talk about afterwards.
Sometimes.
But somehow,
yeah.
these shitty, trashy reality shows, after an hour, it's like so much juicy shit happens that I can't
people.
Wait to talk
it's
to people.
It's just people.
That,
and yeah. some of it's manufactured. But like a lot of it's just people reacting to manufactured shit. And they're
right.
like,
yeah.
what?
Which is cool.
We love eating our slop.
Yeah. Yummy! Give me more.
But, yeah. The hogs are satiated.
The Bachelor, the Golden Bachelor. I am excited for that, but like I've been watching the trailers and stuff, and it also seems kind of lame. You know,
I mean, I'm curious to see. I think it'll be more of like a little a tender experience.
I guess, but I wish I don't know. Like there was so
but
many
I don't know. Maybe
jokes,
some of these
like,
ladies.
You know, someone's like, hey, did you, hey, Golden Bachelor, did you see you were trending on Twitter? And he's just like, if I would knew what that was, I bet that would be so cool. Like, you know, I basically like, I'm
yeah.
so old.
Yeah, but the you show's, know? That's just, yeah. that's just like ABC marketing.
I assume so. It just,
yeah.
I'm sure it's going to be just very formulaic, following like the formula of like The Bachelor and stuff like
and
that.
And aren't you going to be so surprised when they get to fantasy suites and there's full penetration? This is the show.
There's just like a, there's just like a candy bowl of Viagra.
Yeah. He takes off his pants and he pulls his Depends off.
Yeah.
And he's ready to go.
Daddy need changing before fantasy
Ew.
Suit.
All right. Well, with that, we're going to take a quick break. And we're going to hear a word from today's sponsors. And we'll be back with more of the Funhouse podcast.
Daddy needs sponsors. The internet without ExpressVPN is like working on an important report for hours and hours and then forgetting to hit save. Most of the time you'll probably be fine, but what if one day your computer freezes or crashes and all your hard work is gone? The scary truth is that every time you browse on an unencrypted network, whether you're in a coffee shop, at the airport, or in a hotel, any hacker on the same network can gain access to your personal data, like passwords and financial details. But luckily, ExpressVPN can help protect your data by creating a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet. And it's super secure. It would take a hacker with a supercomputer over a billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. We use it here at the office. I couldn't recommend it more. Secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/funhouse. That's expressvpn.com/funhouse. And you can get an extra 3 months free. expressvpn.com/funhouse. Well, we've officially reached the point in the year where I pretty much need sunglasses every time I step outside. And luckily, our friends at Shady Rays have you covered with premium polarized shades at an affordable price. Shady Rays is an independent sunglasses company that offers a world-class product that's just as good as any expensive pair I've ever worn. I went to an amusement park this weekend and it was super bright and sunny and my eyes hurt, and so I wore Shady Rays the entire time and now my eyes don't hurt anymore and I'm happy. Plus, if you lose or break your sunglasses, even on day one, they'll send you a brand new pair with no questions asked. And if you don't love your Shady Rays, you can always exchange for a new pair or return them for free within 30 days. Every purchase supports the Shady Rays Impact Program, which works directly with nonprofits and their communities to empower and make adventure accessible for all walks of life. There's really no risk when you shop. Their team always has your back. Exclusively for our listeners, Shady Rays is giving out their best deals of the season. Go to ShadyRays.com and use code FHPOD for 50% off 2+ pair of polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself the shades rated 5 stars by over 250,000 people. Welcome back to the Fun House Podcast. Lindsay, anything else about The Bachelor we wanted to go over, you know, before next week?
I'm so excited.
You're going to come over right after work next Monday and we're going to watch it, right?
Right. And do we want to put...
That's a real question. I'm not joking.
Yeah. I'd like to make some prop bets now, if you will. Okay. Let's show of hands. Who thinks she's going to go for Dotton? Okay. I agree. Who thinks Dotton's going to propose? I agree.
Yeah. He seems ready for it.
All right. Now, let's see. What day is it? It's August...
8th.
August 8th. Okay. 2023.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Siri set a reminder for August 8th, 2025. Now, who thinks that they're going to be together in 2 years? Let's see. Show of hands there.
In 2 years?
2 years. Dotton and Charity, are they happily ever after, or are they, we tried to make it work, and now Dotton's the next Bachelor, and Charity's on Bachelor in Paradise now.
I think his family, they're going to be like, don't let this woman go.
I think they'll be together.
Yeah.
You think they'll be together?
I think if it was Joey and Charity, I don't think that they would last.
I believe they'll
be together in 2 years.
I want to believe, as they say on X-Files, I don't think that's going to happen. Just based on the data alone of the previous seasons, I think they're gonna have a great time together for a little bit, but you know, lifetimes.
You're a numbers guy.
Fuck, I'm a numbers guy, you know, and I just don't see it. Thinking somebody's gonna bail. Maybe probably Charity.
Well, make sure to let us know in 2025.
I will.
What actually happened?
Because we'll still be having this podcast, obviously, and I'll do it on our Reality Bites podcast. Yeah. It's very popular at that point.
It's
probably at the top of the Apple
number one
charts.
On the Apple charts.
Oh yeah.
Number one on Spotify. And we don't have to talk about it now, but we should also discuss maybe when the show's all wrapped, because then we'll know who actually made it and who didn't. Actually, they might announce it. I'm like, who the next Bachelor will be.
Oh, probably
usually
on that
they
episode.
Pick one of the guys.
Mm-hmm. Hope it's Brayden.
It's not going to be Brayden. But I'm hoping it's John, the guy who I had picked originally.
He was a catch.
He was so handsome.
He got dirty.
And so sweet.
Yeah.
Do they, I might have asked this before, but do they always just do pretty normal, clean-cut people? Do they ever, would some just...
Uggos?
Degenerate weirdo ever be the
Are
pick?
Are you trying to get
I'm
on
trying
the show?
To get, I'm trying to be the best. Yeah. Would they ever pick me? And
they would have to rebrand it. The way they're doing the Golden Bachelor, they'd have to be like...
Weird Bachelor.
You'd be like Tim Robinson on that one bit where he's on the zip line
into the pool. Yeah.
I think you should leave.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well,
I'll come up with a name of what they would call The Bachelor that you would be on.
Yeah.
We'll do it ourselves. We'll produce it.
The Ratchler.
The Ratchler. That's really good.
That's kind of funny.
See which rat this woman wants to spend the rest of her life with.
This rat needs a mate.
This rat smokes weed all day, every day. Loves ween. Is he the man for her?
Well, by next podcast, we'll know whether Charity got the ring from Dotton. But now we're going to have to talk about the wing from last week.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Y'all like that transition?
Didn't work at all.
No! God, I got a boo from the.
We should have been talking about Dot if he like has it like, because as he gazes at the sun with his wandering eye or something
God,
like
that's
that.
That's a deep cut.
Is it?
That is over me. I mean, I feel like whatever's about to be
Buckingham Green lyrics over here expecting you to understand.
About disgust is going
to
be beyond my understanding.
So, okay, Lindsay, I've talked your ear off about Ween over the years, right?
Yeah.
You've heard of the band?
All of us. All of our ears.
All of you. Jacob,
I love Queen.
No, oh, I love Queen too. No. But not as good as Ween. Now, Jacob, I've given a playlist to. You would listen
you
to some Ween before.
I have, yes.
Yeah, and then we had the pleasure of Ween starting their first tour in over, like, almost a decade, right?
Wow. That's
a little misleading because, you know, they'll do, like, three off nights here. You know, that's why
shows.
I went to, like, Brooklyn Bowl in Vegas and stuff for three sure. nights. But they haven't gone on a, you know, official tour.
Yeah.
Like, where they're going date to date.
Is that where you went, to Vegas?
That's when I went. I went to three shows of Ween and
you
Vegas.
Went on the tour. You followed the tour.
Well, no, that was when they were doing the residencies. And
oh.
March was the three shows.
Oh.
You know what
oh,
I mean?
Okay.
Was the three shows, bam, 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 bam. And then they announced their tour, right?
Right.
And so then I was like, we got to fucking go to at least, you know, the L.A. show for this tour. So I got Jacob to commit.
Yep.
I got Elise.
Months and months ago, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah. Elise
$90
and John
tickets.
Smith. Yeah, and it was so funny because the second they were like, yeah, I'll go. I'm like, okay, cool. We're going to buy our ticket right now so we can so there's no going back,
yeah.
You know? And multiple times John Smith afterwards was like, shit, did I already buy that ticket? I'm like, yes, you did.
Yeah. I was
you're committed.
You yeah. got. I mean, I'm like, yeah, I got my ticket. Right.
Yeah,
I'm in.
I love you, Jacob. You're open to new things, new music, new experiences, and you were the easiest one. You know, Elise and John definitely had buyer's remorse. You know, before they went. Okay.
Yeah.
And then we finally went. The day came. The Greek show happened a week from last Friday.
It did.
All right. And Jacob, I'm going to let you go. That was my, at the time, that was my ninth Ween show.
Wow,
I've now
crazy.
Seen 11. But
double digits.
In 1 week. But how was your first Ween show?
My first Ween show. First of all, I've never seen Ryan so happy.
That's true.
All of his friends came to watch Ween.
I love that my friends came to watch
Ween. And it started, like, we all got some dinner, and then just the most grueling walk up to the Greek.
Yes.
Ryan was walking so fast uphill.
I didn't realize it.
I was
just excited. I have long
so
legs.
Much walking up to the Greek. And we got in there, and it's just the weather was nice. It was a little warm, but it was nighttime, so it was pretty cool. And then they came out. And, like, I'd listen to some Ween songs because you mm-hmm. showed them to me. And, of course, like, the ones that were in SpongeBob, like Ocean Man. And the shoe-tying one, which I did not know was a Ween song.
Loop-de-loop.
And pull, yeah.
Now, real quick, loop-de-loop is, you know, they say whenever you're chasing a song, you know, you're like, I've been chasing this song to see at their show, right? Loop-de-loop is one of the few Ween songs I'm still chasing.
Still chasing?
Wow. I haven't seen it yet live, you know?
I've been chasing. It's one of the songs they don't always do.
Yeah, well, every night they're basically playing a pretty much brand new set.
Oh.
I mean, for the like, if you see them three nights in a row, like at Vegas, you know, they don't repeat a song any of the days. Now on this tour, they sprinkled in a few repeats, but
yeah.
It didn't matter. Like they play
How
like
many
36
songs. Do they have?
They have hundreds.
So many,
but they'll play in one night usually like 35.
Oh.
Yeah, but anyway, loop to loop, still chasing it. Keep
but
going.
Like they get you in there with some pretty chill. Easy listening songs for the first few.
Yes.
A false sense of
they
security.
They lull you in.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was just like, oh, I'm chill because I was high, as you instructed me to be.
Yes. I want to say specifically, I said, whatever y'all's weed gummy dosage usually is, double it. Yes.
Yeah. And it was done. So, yeah,
pull up
it's a pretty
list.
Chill music at first. And then, like, they just hit you with Waving My Dick in the Wind.
No, well, Waving My Dick in the Wind was a little later.
It was
I
later.
Say.
Wait,
yeah.
No. This was the, what was, it was the rope one,
it
right?
It was Piss Up a Rope.
Piss Up a
yes.
Rope. Waving My Dick in the Wind was later, but yeah. Piss Up a Rope was there.
Yes.
And it was great, and everybody was singing along. I'm so glad that a lot of their choruses are so easy to pick up. Because
mm-hmm.
when everybody's singing along, I was like, I want to sing along, but I don't know the words. So they played that, and it was great, and I was in it, and those guys, they know they can do some music.
They can do some fucking music.
Dean Ween can shred on guitar.
Absolutely.
It was awesome. It was just like a Lindsay. It was just a bunch of old guys just having a great time.
Mm-hmm. So these are their stage names?
Dean Ween, Gene Ween, yeah. Aaron and Mickey.
Those are their names? Aaron and Mickey?
Yeah, those are real names. Okay.
They're not.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, I thought you were saying there was four, and Aaron and Mickey are like redheaded yeah. stepbrothers.
Yeah, he hits the cowbell.
Well, I got to say, you brought us up to the fourth song on the set list. Like yeah. when
Piss Up a Rope.
You know, whenever you show a movie or something to your friends, and you're just kind of like a little bit like, you're looking at it more critically. You're just kind of like, I hope they're enjoying this.
You're like, oh, I never noticed that this one scene is weird.
Yeah, yeah. This one scene is boring. Oh, my God. I hope they're not bored like and they hate me now.
I should Speed Racer to Tara. And I was like, oh, it's so cool. And then it got to the scene where they're all riding Segways through the factory, and it looks like dog shit. Uh-huh. I'm just like, don't look. Don't look at the movie anymore. Wait till the next race scene. But yeah, this was.
Well, so the first, they come out. Yeah, they're doing like, you know, kind of, they're just like little jankly happy songs. Yeah. Like they play, I have the set list up here. They played what Dina was talking about first. So I'm kind of like, okay, yeah, this is a nice song. Then they play Chocolate Town, which is very similar vibes. It's kind of like, you know, and I'm like, okay, I hope that they do something insane.
Yeah.
Know, just to get you guys, you know, to blast us off here. And then they played The Mollusk.
One of my favorites.
Which is a great, beautiful song.
I know all the words of that one now.
Yeah, that one's amazing.
I listened to it in the car.
So that one was very pretty, Lindsay. You know, like in general, most of their songs can be summed up by either being super pretty and beautiful, just intense, just melting your face off, super stupid, or really weird and whatever. So anyway, okay. they came out with a couple pretty songs. Then they and then finally they played Piss Up a Rope.
Yeah.
You know, and that was the moment where and I went, what did I say to Elise right before? I was like, Elise, I want to apologize in advance for the song, but it's really fun. You know, because it's like a very raunchy, fucked up.
It's a country song.
Country parody song, yeah. Basically. But by the end of it, having everyone there in LA singing that song together while you guys were cracking up, you know, was such a fun time.
There
know?
Was a line. It's like
I'm up shit's creek with a turd for a paddle. I can't cope. I'll piss up a rope. Lindsay, it was so great.
It was really fun.
Watching Elise and John and Jacob's face hear that song. And then by the end of it, they're all screaming, singing along.
Yeah, by the end of it, Ryan was standing in front of John.
What else are you supposed to do, you know?
Well, yeah, honestly, that was like if I'm going to complain about the Greek is fucking so tight.
Yeah.
You know, like we're so crammed in there. And like I'm like right up against these other people. But then I felt bad, because like basically, if I was like right next to John, I'd be like this. So then I was kind of like in front of John a little bit, so we could both kind of like stand and have enough room. But like I was still like just basically dancing right in front of John.
Yeah.
But he said he was like, dude, I was like, you know, he got a little high, and he was like, I was so locked in. And he's like, and he had fun giving me all this extra space to dance. But then at some point they play Waving My Dick in the Wind.
Yes.
And I want to say, it was so fun because there's times, Lindsay, where I was just like, you know, they play a chord of the song and then I just like rush to them and go, oh, guys, it's Voodoo Lady. Okay, they're going to like jam out for like 10 minutes on this one, you know.
Yeah, basically, like 5 seconds before like the song starts, Ryan would just basically spoil the whole thing.
That only happened a couple times.
Here's how this one goes.
I hummed the whole thing. But there was like it was just too funny not to spoil because, it was just like they played one chord of this song, and then I'm like, oh, guys, this song is about waving your dick in the wind. And they're like, what? And then 5 seconds later, it's like, I'm waving my dick in the wind.
Tell us, and then immediately it would happen.
Yeah. that was awesome the whole time.
It was super fun, though. Like, I've never seen so many spliffs get passed around.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, you know,
Jacob's poor lungs.
Poor lungs.
He didn't
secondhand
inhale
smoke.
One of them.
Yeah, I know.
Much to my chagrin.
Secondhand smoke.
Yeah,
it's true. Took big whiffs of that on purpose.
It's so funny because it's like I really have been getting better at not smoking spliffs, but it's like it goes back and it's like a seesaw where it's like, all right, I'm doing good. I'm just like, smoke a bong every once in a while. I don't need those spliffs. And then it's like, Wayne comes, like, roll 15 fucking spliffs.
You at one point had just like,
it's a holiday.
You had like a fistful of them. They were falling out of your hands. You were picking them all up off the floor. What's Ryan got in his hand? Is that like a bunch of french fries or
Make
something?
Make it up for lost time.
Like, they were spilling out of your hands.
Yeah. There's too many spliffs.
Keep falling off the wagon.
Only for my holidays, which are hopefully going to be less frequent.
The wagon won't fit through the gate of the weed show.
Pockets are stuffed with spliffs.
Anyway, moving on. Then they played Push the Little Daisies. Remember that song?
Yeah.
Push the little daisies and make them come up. That was a fun one to sing along with y'all. They played Object. That's kind of a sad song.
Yeah.
That was another time where I'm like, oh, I hope they're okay with this song because it's just like you're all an object to me.
Yeah. it was still good.
You know, you are a piece of meat. Speaking of meat, then we get the Pollo Asada.
Another highlight
of the night. This is a very rarity, right? And it's basically I want to say for this, I was just like, I kind of spoiled this one a little bit where I was like, for the next 5 minutes, they're just going to order Mexican food. And you were like, what?
Yeah,
and
which I think was important context to have. Otherwise, I would have been sitting there like, what is
going on? So they are not playing music?
No, they're playing music. It's this nice little jam. It's like, da-da-da. And then it's just, he's like, I'll take 3 chimichangas with extra guacamole, please.
Is he actually ordering food or he's just doing a bit?
He's doing a bit. And then it's just like, and then he plays the other guy. He's just like, cool, that'll be $15. You know, like, what is the pollo asada? It's chicken. What is the carne asada? It's beef. I don't know. They just,
It would have been cool if they actually did it. And then, like, 40 minutes later, while they're still performing, the food comes out.
Shows up.
I didn't know that. That would be great.
Well, that was really funny because it was just.
What's the delivery address? It's the Greek.
It's the Greek. You have to come up on stage. Those are my delivery instructions. Come up on the stage with the Greek.
They're always good about they always make awesome set lists and you know there's a little thematic motif in the beginning with Pollo Asada. Mm-hmm. They start talking, you know, they order all this food. Then they play the song Frank, which talks about pork roll, egg, and cheeses a lot, covered in gravy fries.
I feel like that came up a couple times.
I feel like you're just making me hungry now.
Pork roll, egg, and cheese is like a motif in the Wienerverse. they mention it in several songs.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, then right after Pollo Asada, then the pork roll, egg, and cheese Frank song, they play Don't Sweat It. Because what do you do when you eat a bunch of fast food? You sweat.
You sweat.
Yeah.
So anyway, I thought that was kind of
poetic.
It was a little poetic. Ween
is so poetic.
So much intent behind it all.
So much intent. Then at some point, I want to say, right at the beginning of Transdermal Celebration, that's when Elise and John tapped out. They'd had a fun time.
They got close to the end.
Oh, so they didn't stay for the whole show?
Look, it's a long ass.
How
three
long?
And a half.
It's three and a half.
Almost
hours?
Three and a half. It's at least 3 hours.
It felt like a normal concert. Like, I've gone to been going to plenty of shows. I stayed the whole time.
Jacob stayed the whole time. I mean,
it was only like 30 minutes more until the end.
Right, yeah. And then we went and hung out with the Zorthian Ranch people. That was cool.
Who?
Your
friends.
Yeah, my other friends. Yeah, yeah. They all live on this ranch.
Okay.
Yeah, and Nikki Sixx's son.
That's right.
About that. Even me, a person who's been all these fucking Ween shows, I mean, yeah, dude, 3 hours is a long concert. You know what I mean? But that's part of the endurance nature of it. We're just like, all right, we're going to strap in here with Ween.
Especially at our age, it's like, that's a lot of knee work, all that bobbing around
and stuff.
For
sure, yeah.
I went to a concert 2 days after that, too, and I was like, oh my God, my legs are going to fall off. I was standing up at Ween, now I'm at another show.
I mean, for me, even if, like... anything that's a long time, even if I love it, I'm like, oh God, this is a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Like,
especially something high energy like that.
Yeah.
And it was so high energy, wasn't it?
And there was one song where, like, what was the one where it was just, they were just doing the same guitar thing for like 10 minutes.
Okay. I want to say that was Frank.
Okay. I think that was Frank. Because that's where you got up. And went to the bathroom and stuff.
Oh, no, I actually never peed. I went up to go get beer.
You went to get beer. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. But, like, you got up. Like, they were doing the guitar thing. You got up to get a beer. You're gone for, like, maybe 5 minutes. Came back. Nothing had changed.
Yeah. They were still jamming still that same song out, which is a good song. But I knew that. I was just like, all right, this is a good time to
go. It's a good time to get up.
And that's not really my bathroom song, you know.
Yeah.
Because Frank is a good song. I really like it. But I really did just want to go get, I was thirsty.
Yeah.
But me and my friend Greg talk about this. What's our Ween bathroom song? And mine's Pandy Fackler, this like piano ditty. It's just kind of like, all right, I've seen that a million times. Or the False Alarm.
There's some good piano work.
Yeah.
A lot of those songs. Some good ivory tickling. going on there.
Glenn rocks.
I was like, whoa, look at him go. It's crazy.
And he looks identical to John Carpenter, the filmmaker.
Oh, wow, you're right.
Go look him up.
Like, now that I think about it.
Yeah, go look up Glenn.
Very talented musicians in that band. Like, I was like, dang, look at them go.
That's what's so awesome, is that they're the most talented musicians in the world, Lindsay.
And, oh, in the world, huh?
Yeah,
world.
And they could play anything, but they choose to play the weirdest, music.
Sorry, audio listeners.
I just got too excited. You got me too excited. Yeah. I'm weaning over here. And then, we're basically to the end of the set, but, they played then the bam, bam, bam punch of, they played Mr. Would You Please Help My Pony, which is great. Then Spinal Meningitis Got Me Down, which is like
that
weird,
was cool.
That like dark song. But then they closed it out with the most beautiful, tender situation.
And that was?
Tender Situation.
And that was what?
What was
it? Oh, Tender Situations.
It was called Tender Situations. Yeah.
It was amazing. Thought it was like you were doing a bit where you were like, with a beautiful, tender situation, my butthole fell out. That's the name of their song. No.
Touch
okay.
My tutor. Yeah. Which, did they play that one? They played that one, right?
Yeah,
they did play
tutor.
That was earlier on. Yeah.
Or, yeah. No, they waited to play Sucking the Blood from the Devil's Dick in Utah and Red Rocks. They didn't play that.
Oh, that would have been cool.
That would have been great. But yeah, Tender Situation was so beautiful. That was such a nice little end of the night.
It was.
Yeah. Well, really, that was before the encore.
Of course.
Still. Anyway, so your first Ween show, how do you review it at the end of the day?
Oh, 10 out of 10. I'll go to another one. I was telling Tara, like, you got to go to the next Ween show with us. And she's like, yeah, I'm in. I told you.
You can learn a thing or two.
From Claude Coleman.
Yeah, I want Tara to, like, take all her experience with watching Claude Coleman and transform the band she's in slowly into Ween, tribute bands.
And the way I knew we had a great time, because, not only was it just fun being there, but James Willems texts me and goes, Ryan, Elise has been talking about how fun Ween is in group chats that you were not a part of, and I just had to let you know. And that's what I knew.
Wow.
Elise had a great time.
That's sweet.
And that helped my heart.
James was the most staunch about absolutely not
James
going
is
to the
most anti-Ween person I've ever met, and he doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about, but he went out to eat with us before and everything. He was right there.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, what are you doing? He's like, I'm going to go, take some gummies and watch movies at home.
Yeah.
Something you can do any night of your life when Ween isn't playing down the street from you. It's like, literally, I've said this before. I literally was like, James, if I gave you a free ticket, would you come? He's like, would I have to pay for parking? No. And I'm like, okay, I'll pay for your parking.
Yeah.
It'll take 3 hours of my time. You're going to, are you going to compensate me for that?
You have to pay him.
Yeah, I have to pay him to come. So, anyway, that was one of the best times ever. And also, it was fun seeing it a little more sober than I usually do. I was like, I just want to go on the same level as y'all are.
That was the same level?
Yes.
Oh my God, okay.
No other extra substances.
Utah must have been crazy.
I'll just briefly gloss over these two shows. So yeah, I went to, I flew out to Utah, Salt Lake City, met my brother and his friend, his buddies at, from Idaho. He works at this ski lift in Sun Valley, Idaho, and they're all Ween heads or whatever the fuck. And it was the brownest set of the tour from what I've been told. Right. So that,
what does that mean?
It's the sound.
It's the sound, man.
It's brown sound.
It's like they basically went way out of their way. I think it was because it was Mormon country, but to play like they're just like all the songs that, Sucking Your Blood for the Devil's Dick,
I see.
Demon Sweat, Frank, just all these like hard,
Frank.
I don't know how
brown.
To describe it. Brown, yeah. Really just heavy guitars, and like they went out of their way to make it super heavy and insane, And I was on a little bed of mushrooms. We had the perfect seats. We were on the side. We were on the end, so we could like dance around the, on the end of the thing. There was like a person, all these people dressed as Mormons there that were really funny.
Dressed as
like in their missionaries. Shirt, yeah. And then there was a girl in her in pork roll, egg and cheese like costume that was awesome. And during Pork Roll Like a Cheese, I went up to her. I'm like, we're all watching you. She's like, this is like high-fiving her. It was so cool. And then there was just like this like emo kid that was just like having the time of his life going around. Like, because it was really lax. You could just walk wherever you wanted, basically.
Oh, that's cool.
So like I would go up and just high-five this dude a bunch and stuff and had a great time. Yeah, it was incredible. Oh, they played Cover It With Gas and set it on fire. That's another really brown song, Lindsay. Strap on that jammy pack.
Thank you for addressing
super
me.
Brown.
I've had brown explained to me
already.
Can
you taste the waste? Super brown. Can you taste the waste? And then they played the funniest version of Boys Club ever. They play the song that's just, it's just like, goes, Boys Club. Do, Boys Club. And it was just like, yeah, it's just like, you know, 80% dudes at this place. And it was just people, all the dudes doing twists. And I must have given out, I must have had 50 high fives from different guys during Boys Club. It was the most Boys Club of all Boys Club. Yeah, Boys Club. Woo! Hey, boys! Yay!
The world is a Boys Club.
Yeah. I know, but it's never been more of a Boys Club.
Yeah, do you know what channel you work on?
That Boys Club at Ween. yeah, right.
That sounds like you had a wonderful time.
I had the best time ever. But then, real quickly, we're here to the end. Then we went to Red Rocks. I've never been to Red Rocks before in my life.
Where is that again?
It's in the middle of nowhere in Denver.
Morrison,
Colorado.
Colorado?
Yeah. And
Red Rocks Amphitheater. It's famous.
Oh, yeah I know of that famous place.
And we got there like 2 hours early. We got like the best seats, you know, like for where we bought out like the first 10 rows for just reserved people. But then we got like really awesome seats right there so we could see everything and then see the awesome view. I took what I thought was less mushrooms than the two nights before.
Okay.
It was not, and it honestly kind of fucked up the beginning of the show where I was just like, way too high, where I was just like, it kind of gave me flashbacks to King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard at the Hollywood Bowl.
Oh, man, you've told your tales.
I'm just like, oh, God, you know, but that happened at the end of the show. This was like the very beginning. I'm like, I can't fucking be freaking out right now, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I got a 3-hour show to do. And then, but it honestly was kind of perfect because then at some point they played the song I Was Nothing. That I honestly don't really love very much, but it was the brownest song of all time, the brownest version they've ever done. And you're in a brown place. It's a red, so it's like this song, and it's, the place is brown. And then they have these gigantic, like 100-foot screens, these beautiful LED screens that were really fun to look at. But like they were doing these effects that basically, if you're not on drugs already, they make you feel like and look like you're on drugs, you know, like when you watch these things. And like I just I look over my
you
friends,
were on drugs.
I was
though.
Already
That's why
on
they
drugs.
Made you feel
I'm just like
that. Like,
it was already sounded so crazy, and then just looking at that and just everything, I'm just like, it felt like a targeted attack. It felt like Ween was like, we are going to just like they're like we're gonna fuck someone up in this show with this song
it's
right
you.
Now, and it was me, and I'm just like looking at my friends, being like, oh my God. And they're all looking at me like, yeah. And then they're looking at, some people are literally like looking at that screen and then looking down, like shielding their eyes. Like, I can't look at that right now with how I feel because it is just so fucked up looking. It really like was an amazing like
Snapchat filter or something,
but like on a 100-foot screen while I was at my most fucked up. So that was trying. It was really it was trying. It was hard to take. You know, I was just like, oh, I think I can survive 3 hours of this. And then it settled down. They started playing Polka Dotted Tail, right? And then Roses Are Free, and they got like really goofy and stuff. And then at that point, I was like, oh yeah, this is kind of a joke. This is a fun band.
It's a fun.
They
band.
Have fun. This is not serious.
Yeah.
I'm cool here. Everything's good. And then from the next, you know, 30 songs, it was amazing.
Great.
And last thing, really, too, is that, like, you know, people will say, like, oh, you've seen Ween so many times. Haven't you seen all these songs before? You know? And for the most part, yes. But this was, like, the most version of that where this was just, like, a Ween's greatest hits night. But it was, like, the best version of every one of these songs.
Oh,
it was,
okay.
Like... They were so on it. And Gene was just like on this extra level of being really weird and goofy and stuff, you know? He did all these really, really theatrical songs, you know?
I like when he's very
None
theatrical.
Of that happened. Nobody was doing anything. Ryan was just
No, I swear to God.
You were in a bathroom somewhere.
Yeah. Well, my bathroom song was The False Alarm. And I honestly, in Ice Castles, But I wish I'd taken another bathroom break, because at a certain point I was like, I got to pee so bad. But then every song they were playing, I was like, oh, I can't miss this one. Oh, I can't miss this one. Uh-huh. And to the point where I was like about to burst by the fucking finale. But I was like, I can't miss this. Yeah. And then they played Vallejo, this like Mexican Western song that's really cool. And Gene got extra Vallejo with it. And,
he is very extra. I like when he gets very extra with stuff.
I could just tell that this was like a special like concert to them, you know, because they're playing in this famous venue, you know, and you know, they a couple times they just like really like take a moment to soak it all in. But then, yeah, during these songs, he just fucking brought it. It was so awesome. They played Polo Asada again at some point, but his pages got all wet, so he could barely read it, but it was kind of funny. Yeah, and at some point during one of those the really brown songs, Greg turned to me and goes, "You know, the Beatles played here." It was just so funny. Just thinking of the Beatles playing the same stage where, you know, Dean is doing his dumb shit.
Every time you brought up brown, you look at Lindsay and have not conveyed at any point what it is.
I know. It's just funnier to say it like that. I don't know.
That's fine.
Just got brown.
It's brown.
What can I say? And they played Bananas and Blow, your favorite.
Oh, I wanted to see that one.
That would have been cool.
I like had a dream because I had like a headache or something when I was asleep. And in the dream, that song was playing. And my logic was that like I need to figure out how to make this song end and I'll feel better. That I woke up, my head hurt, and the song was still in my head. And I was just like, oh, God. This was yesterday. I was miserable. Oh.
Real quick, when we go to the encore, they started off with Waving My Dick in the Wind.
Okay.
Perfect one. One of the best Waving My Dick in the Winds we've ever got. Then the one song I've been waiting for them to play, the one song before the show was like, I hope they play Don't Get Too Close to My Fantasy. The one I was singing before.
The one you've been singing, yeah.
Here, which also ties back into the fantasy suite from Bussin' for Bachelorette.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Full circle,
full
huh?
Full circle.
Wow.
And they play, once they played that, I was like, I'm on cloud nine. This is the best weed show that's ever happened. They're playing the best song. Or the one I wanted. So here we go. This is great. And then they played Ode to Renee, a French song. And he's like getting all, he's like, and he's just like super into it.
Is that your French?
That's my French. But then I read the lyrics later. It's all gibberish. It doesn't mean anything.
Oh, so great.
It's just like trampoline hamburger hat.
Oh, it's words.
So it's actual French, but it's nothing.
I think so. Oh. Yeah. Then they ended it with Fluffy, and that was the end of the show. It was amazing. I loved it. 11 out of 10, one of the best concerts, one of the coolest things that's ever happened in my life. No exaggeration. It was so great. I loved it, and it was awesome.
This podcast ended 30 minutes ago.
Well, there was one other thing I wanted to say is that then to cap it all off, we're in Red Rocks, and we're looking for a taxi. And then we go down all these stairs. We don't find a taxi. We're like, all right, let's go back up the stairs to go find the taxi. And then we sent my friend Cecilia up. We're like, go on a reconnaissance mission for us. And then she went to go find a taxi. But then like 2 minutes later, we're like, actually, we'll just go up and follow her. And we were walking up these stairs. And then a giant majestic deer comes out of the forest. And then just stood there. And I'm just like, and was staring all of us down. And at first I thought it was like a weird animatronic. But then I was like, oh, my God, that's a big-ass deer. And everyone looked at it, and then it just, like, stared us all down. I thought it was going to jump on us. And then finally it just pranced away into the forest. And then this girl just goes, that was a special moment. And then I'm like, which it was. But it was just funny how she said it. But Cecilia didn't get to see it. She was doing the recon mission. But then all of us lazy people got to see it. And then we told her that on the taxi. And it was really funny that we got the special moment with the deer. And that just was the cherry on top for the Ween Show. Anyway, everyone, thanks a lot for listening to the Funhouse podcast. We'll be back next week.
We will not be back. There will be no episode next week. So I just wanted to clarify that on the 17th. And an episode would normally come out. There's no episode, but we will be back 2 weeks. So we will be back the week after that where we can talk about whatever and, you know. We're
I might have
living
gotten one
life.
More Ween show since then, so maybe we can do a whole episode on that.
And there's another episode of The Bachelorette will finish, so, you know.
Thank you, everyone, for humoring me.
Thanks for having
listening
me.
To my travel trip.
At the beginning, I walked into your office today. I'm like, how much does the podcast need me for? You're like, just the beginning.
I'm sorry.
The whole time.
Jacob's time is precious.
It is.
I know. Jacob's precious.
It's fun. I like hearing you talk about Ween. I like seeing you happy.
Well, then you got to come to more Ween shows with me.
I will.
We got to go, but thank you for listening and watching, everybody.
Peace.
Want to know a little secret from your pal Lou? Every Tuesday, Weeze at Funhouse release a new exclusive members-only video, okay? So you're going to head to the Funhouse YouTube channel, you're going to tap that join button, and that's going to sign you up to be a
big doggy in the dog pound, okay?
We're talking a ton of content just for you, dear viewer, delivered straight from Lou. He's your guy.